When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm gonna need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like,
whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Look, we're going to win one way or the other. We're either going to make a deal or we're going to finish the job. Okay? And it won't be tough to finish the job. I'd rather make a deal because I don't want to affect 91 million people. We can knock down their bridges in 1 hour. We can knock out their energy supply, all of those big plants that they built, big, beautiful, modern plants. They had a lot of money. They don't have any money now. We haven't given them any money. But we can knock out their electricity and power-generating plants in, I would say, small part of an afternoon. Every plant will be gone. And they know that. They know that.
Welcome to Wiggins America, where everybody who's paying attention to the news out of Iran or regarding Iran is tired of hearing news out of Iran or regarding Iran, including me and including you. And we're all tired of it because we all can see the writing on the wall that nothing's really going to happen here, that it's just going to keep going in the same circle. But I have good news, and I think that this is being underreported. Now, I will criticize the administration if I find that they are really messing up. I don't really think they're messing up here. I will say this, though, before I get into why I think this whole thing is actually playing out pretty well. And it's a conservative talk station. I hate giving you the expected answer. Like, we're going to go, oh, Trump did it. Well, it must be going better. Or let's find the spin that's better. I don't believe that. I really do believe this is going better than is being reported. And that is my conclusion that I've come to as an objective, hopefully objective person looking at the situation. But I will criticize the administration in one way. That is, I think that when they got involved in this war, they thought this was going to be like Venezuela, because Venezuela had gone so darn well and still continues to. They have had the earthquake, and that's been challenging, but that's an earthquake. That's not political. That I think that they thought they were going to go into Iran and the people were going to rebel and there was going to be this liberation movement. And because there had been these mass protests and Iran had been murdering its own people for protesting. And I think we thought, or Trump administration thought, they were going to go in and that that uprising was going to swell and it was going to take over. And it didn't and it hasn't. And so in that sense, I do believe that they miscalculated. However, they quickly pivoted. It's not as if they're stupid and go, oh, let's just keep doing that and stick with the same exact strategy. Because the first thing that everybody's going to tell you is Iran is playing us here. That they keep going back to negotiations and back to these little things, and they have no intention of ever following through with them. They just want to prolong things. And they're going to say, well, they're just doing that, and they're playing us, and the Trump administration looks foolish in that. I think it's the exact opposite. The Trump administration, I mean, we have the top military minds in the world. We have the biggest military, and not just being big means you're good, but we are, we put a lot of resources into our military, and we got a lot of very smart people in there, and we know how to do amazing operations throughout the world, hence Venezuela, for instance, and many other places. But they quickly, I believe, pivoted and said, oh, okay, then let's draw this out, because the further it does draw out, the worse it is for Iran. And you might not agree with that, but you're wrong. the more it draws out, the worse it is for Iran for a variety of reasons, and we're willing to play the long game. The only reason that you or I care about us playing the long game is because of gas prices. And if we've solved that issue, then playing the long game with them, it fades into the background. We continue to do it, but nobody's paying attention to it because it's not affecting us anymore. And I do believe that they may have solved that issue in a variety of ways. Let me get into the other two. That was the first, is that I do not believe that the Trump administration is being played by Iran here with these back and forth negotiations. I think that's all part of it. And that we're willing to play that game because we know that it is actually poor and going to go poorly for them. The other thing is that nobody is ever reporting on the long term that Iran has lost its allies in the region due to this. They started bombing nearby nations, so that was a huge mistake. And so they've had a lot of countries who were kind of putting up with them completely turn on them. And among others, like Saudi Arabia, who've just always thought of Iran as kind of a petulant child, at least in recent years. Now they go, yeah, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And you know what? The third point is that they don't have to deal with Iran anymore because Iran will not be making the money they made before. Even if they are allowed to sell oil, which is very dicey considering the fact that we control so much of their economy now, or at least the big parts of it like that anyway. If they do sell oil and they do make money from oil, that's just about all they'll have, because all of the ways in which they controlled the price of oil have started to change. It's a long-term fix. But if all the nations of the world realize that the Strait of Hormuz is a problem, then all the nations of the world will not use the Strait of Hormuz, and they already have realized that and are moving away from it. So the economy of Iran will be affected by that, and already is, because there will be a lot less movement through their area and a lot less reliance on them for their oil at all. Now, they could still get some money out of their oil. That might be highly regulated by us by now, too. But those are the three reasons right there. I'll just repeat them really quick because we're at the top of the show and I want to get to some other things. One is that we're actually playing them with the long game. They're not playing us. Two is that they have no more allies in the region because of all this. And three is that they will not have much money anymore and they won't be able to fund terror in the same way as they have. Those are the reasons why I think this is a success. Were those the reasons why they went in the initial? I don't think so. But they are the reasons why we're winning this thing long term.
Wow, Wiggins America.
Two things about the World Cup here before we break. One is that I do believe the whole World Cup in the United States has been very, very successful. I do not believe that the U.S. team has been as successful as advertised. So it's really easy to say that after a really bad loss to Belgium on Monday. But I think that that we've kind of overhyped how well we've done. Now, we've done as good as we've ever done in the World Cup, but no better. It just feels like we've done better because they added the round of 32 this year, and so we won an extra game. And I guess that's significant, but you can't compare that to anything historically because it's a brand new round. So they got to the round of 16 and then lost badly, and the problem is that's pretty much what's always happened to the U.S. Either they don't even make it that far, or they get to that point and then they lose badly to some usually European team. Like, Belgium is not a big country, and yet they crushed us, and they're better than us. And most European countries, and most South American countries also, they're not bigger than us, but they are always better than us at soccer. And you thought maybe going into this year, it felt like, oh man, we had some momentum. We actually were the Polymarket favorite to win on Monday, barely. It was like 53-47, so it was pretty much 50-50. But we had the edge, and you thought we had some momentum, and then we didn't. And so the problem is we've ended the same way this year that we always do, and it's really hard for me to see that as progress. I don't know. I do think that it's being propped up a little bit like the wild card from heaven did in 2011 when we won the World Series, except we didn't really win. We just won that extra one game this year, the USA team did. Now, I don't want to take away everything that the World Cup has been in the United States for the country. I just do think that the team maybe got a little extra love because it was here and because America 250 and everything that's going on. Just my opinion. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing that I want to point out about the World Cup is much more about the world and the way that the world acts and the way that the world acts toward basically like Western white people. It's very weird, and I'm going to say it, and you're going to go, oh, yeah. Maybe you already noticed it, in fact. Diversity is held as a very high value in the United States and in Western, traditionally white Christian nations. Why is that? I'm asking that question not rhetorically. I'm asking you, like, why do you think that is? Because when you watch the World Cup, you see all these teams from around the world. It's great. I actually really like the World Cup in that sense. And I do like the World Cup because we're not favored, because we are favored in so many sports that it's a little bit fun to be like, oh, we're actually the underdog for once. Maybe hockey, you could consider us that way, but we win. We won hockey. Point being, looking around at all the teams, look at any team from South America. Are they diverse? They are not. Look at any team from Central America. Are they diverse? They are not. Look at any team, and I'm talking about racially. Look at any team from Africa. Are they diverse? They are not. Cape Verde was a little bit of a weird one because that's like an island nation with a lot of imports. But aside from that, no. Look at any Middle Eastern nation. They don't really make it very far in the World Cup, but are they diverse? They are not. Look at any Asian nation, or whether it be South Asia or East Asia or, you know, sort of Middle Asia. Are they diverse? They are not. What about white Christian nations? So that would be Western Europe, and that would be America, that would be Canada. Are they diverse? Yes. They, in fact, are the only diverse teams. So what is it that is preached here that is not preached there? I can't tell you the answer to that. And I have lots of opinions and reasons why I think that is. But I think it's more important to just point it out based on such an obvious world platform that we can all see that it's something that we don't talk about a lot because we just assume, well, growing up in America, we hear a lot about diversity all the time, and diversity is our strength and all these things. Why are the only melting pots in the world traditionally white Christian nations? Answer that, and I think that we may be on to something as to why the left pushes those things so hard. Is it because they are trying to change it from being Christian? Is it because they're trying to change it from being the current values that it is right now? Is it actually a spiritual battle? They don't care about the other. They don't care about some other nation being diverse. They only care if it's a nation with sort of traditional Christian values. Now, you could say that there are other Christian nations in the world, but they don't have as much impact as Europe and the United States traditionally have. Therefore, it's kind of a power play, isn't it? Like I said, I'm not going to get too super deep on that because you could really do like hours and hours and write books on that topic. I just think that it's important to note and then to kind of ask yourself a question. I mean, I gave you like a very sort of light surface answer as to why I think that is. But I think that you could really think about that and dig into it a lot deeper than we just have. We're going to take a short break because we don't have forever to just talk about that. There's a lot of other stuff going on, and we'll be right back with it.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is a little bit ridiculous to tell you, but I love the movie Dumb and Dumber 2. T-O. Now, don't get that confused with the other versions of Dumb and Dumber, which came out after the original. The original, I don't think that it's a stretch to say that everybody loves that movie. It's just a great movie, no matter who you are. It's a fun, hilarious time capsule now that still holds up. I mean, it's still a very funny movie. So, after that, it was such a popular movie that it spawned a TV series. Did you know this? Dumb and Dumber had a cartoon series made with those characters. I don't think Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels had anything to do with it. Whoever owns Dumb and Dumber just decided to cash in on the brand, and the cartoon was really bad. It was not good. And then they came out with the sequel, or it was actually a prequel, that it was okay. I mean, I think people were mad at that movie because it was, again, another excuse to cash in on the characters that they had created, but without having a contract with Jeff Daniels or Jim Carrey again. And I actually didn't think that movie was awful. I just didn't think it was good. There's one really funny scene in there with Bob Saget when he walks into the bathroom. And I guess they took the Harry joke from when he's going to the bathroom and really expanded that joke. And there was feces all over the bathroom. And Bob Saget just spends a good minute and a half saying where the feces is in the bathroom. It's on the toilet. It's on the mirror. It's on the ceiling. Like, he just keeps going, except he keeps saying it in words that I can't use on the radio. Anyway, all that to say that when they actually came out with a real sequel to the movie, which I think was 2016, which would make it about 10 years old now, with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, everybody was, kind of tepid but excited about it. At least I was in the world that I am in. And I think I may have seen that at the theater or saw it right when it came out in some regard, because I was excited about seeing it. And in my opinion, it did not disappoint. I really think that sequel is very funny. I watched it just the other night. Pretty sure it's the third or fourth time I've watched that movie, and I still laugh at it. So if you haven't seen the sequel, or you went in with expectations that it didn't meet, really encourage you to watch it now. I think it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime, or, you know, one of the big streamers for free, that you can just watch it and go in with no expectations, just like you would have the first time with the first movie, and just enjoy the ridiculousness of those characters at twice the age. Like, it was surprisingly funny. Anyway, here's a great segue. This is some good radio right here. Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, have you seen what Tim Walz did in Minnesota recently? That's my intro music, because I just did a great job. That was good radio. It's funny because I actually do have intro music. I don't have to do that. I could just play the button, but I didn't. Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota has pardoned an illegal migrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. I will read the story to you from the New York Post. It says the decision was handed down at the June 10 meeting of the Minnesota Clemency Review Commission, headed by Walz, State Attorney General Keith Ellison, and State Chief Justice Natalie Hudson, effectively giving Laotian national Tao Lu Vang a clean slate despite his horrific crimes. He wasn't accused of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl or accused of being an illegal immigrant. He is a illegal immigrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. And normally, when you see that somebody like Tim Walz has pardoned this person for some reason, you go, well, there's got to be more to this story. I have read as much of this story as I can. I cannot find a reason why even Tim Walz is saying that he would do this. Not even some stupid backward logic. So my assumption is the only logic I can find is that he is not running for re-election and is just doing anything he wants, which apparently on his bucket list as governor is to pardon an illegal immigrant convicted of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl. We'll be right back. You want me to change?
Wiggins America.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
America.
Things are expensive. I don't think that's news. Things are just too expensive. And there's a reason why. It's because we have spent too much money. Not spent. I should rephrase that. We have printed too much money. The national debt in 2019 was around $22 trillion. That's really high. But do you know what it is now? It's just about $40 trillion. So we have doubled the amount of money in circulation almost in 5 to 6 years. That's incredible. And that's the reason why everything has gotten more expensive. But there are other factors, too, which have pushed it. And amazingly, the Joe Biden era was so bad for inflation that Trump is having a tough time fixing it. And I went on the Mark Cox Morning Show this week to talk about some new numbers that came out of the Federal Reserve from Dallas. And you might think, oh, when you hear these things, of course, that's a Trump administration federal policy. Of course, they're going to put out these numbers. Actually, no. This is the Federal Reserve out of Dallas, which is not in Washington, first of all. And they actually say in the article, which I don't get into when we're talking with Mark and Kim, I didn't get into this, but they actually say in their report, you know, this may not reflect the actual views of our Federal Reserve here. Like, they're trying to distance themselves from the data that they found. But ultimately, the data that they put out is what it is. And you're going to be shocked to hear how much illegal immigration actually played into inflation and not just that prices of things went up, but it stopped your wage growth from keeping up with inflation. Check it out.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Wiggins. Oh, he's in studio with us right now. Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. You hear him every day on the Annie Fry Show. We were just talking about affordability and immigration and all that. And Ryan, you have got a story here that ties all of those together, don't you?
Oh, how convenient that we were just talking about
that.
I have a story about that thing. It's incredible. So the paper that Fox Business here is reporting on, a paper that was published by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. And it combines immigration. Here's the method here. They combined immigration court records with government administrative data to measure how the unprecedented wave of illegal immigration between 2021 and 2024. You recognize those dates, don't you?
I do indeed.
They happen to be the Biden presidency.
Oh.
How those dates and how all of that data affected local labor and housing markets. And that would be local to everywhere in the country, not just in Dallas.
So, and specifically, like, I would imagine lower income housing, correct? I mean, it's putting a pinch on affordable housing.
So it didn't specifically say that, but yes. I mean, that is exactly what would be affected by this, because you're talking about, I do real estate. Kim, you do real estate. Mark, you've done it in the past. We've all been kind of dabbled in that world. When you do real estate, you talk to a lot of people in that world. And I did, during this time, this is when I really started to really buy a lot. And my agent and many others would say, well, it can't be illegal immigration that's causing the prices to go up so much. It can't be, because illegal immigrants can't buy houses.
Of course they can.
Yes, they can. I've had personal experience with that.
Thank you very much. That's what I would say, too. And I'd say, well, on paper, you can't technically do it, but there's ways around
it. There's workarounds, yeah.
And by the way, you're not factoring in rent. I mean, do you think 15 million people moved in and are all homeless?
Right.
Like, that's not happening. So this paper shows exactly what that effect was. It says that while illegal immigration boosted employment, first of all, naturally, they're here to work for the most part, they had little measurable effect on wages. So while inflation was shooting up, you had people competing for the existing jobs and keeping wages from going up. So one of the reasons why people haven't been getting raises is because there were so many people here willing to do the work at a lower cost that your raise
hasn't
come.
That's basic economics.
It's basic.
This would really confuse AOC.
It's very, very basic. And it's stuff that when you say it, you go, of course it's that way. Why would it take a paper? But it is here now. And then secondly, with housing, it says it significantly increased housing demand. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. But they also put numbers to it. Well, how much did it increase housing demand? Well, for every 1% increase in unauthorized workers / illegal immigrants, there was a 1% increase in overall employment. That's obvious, 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
But with every 1% increase in illegal immigration, the same 1% increase, there was a 2.2% increase in home prices. So double the amount of people, because you just needed that much more home places to go.
Yeah, there was more demand.
More demand, exactly. And there wasn't an expanded enough home building enterprise happening to keep up with it. And so what did that turn into? Roughly 30% of the home price growth that you saw was caused by illegal immigration.
Well, and if you're a landlord, you can't go ask somebody, I'm sorry, are you legal? You cannot ask that question, and as a seller,
if you're renting,
but as a seller, you can't ask that question either. Which is exactly what happened to us. This couple, it turned out the guy was an illegal, and they bailed on the whole thing like a day before we were supposed to close, because it turned out he was being hauled off to jail and then deported.
Oh my gosh!
But what had happened was that they had gone through a company that I'm sure they're not asking questions. They help people who don't have enough money to do much of a down payment, so they front that cost, and then they get them in. And then, of course, they profit from it. So to your point, I mean, there are so many workarounds. And as the seller or as the landlord, your hands are essentially tied. You can't ask that information because then that would be viewed as discrimination.
Right, right. And there's a lot of those kind of things that you can't ask. Mm-hmm. One of the other findings that the Fed in Dallas found is that 20% of all rent growth was caused by illegal immigration. So you're talking about not only overspending causing a lot of this inflation, but illegal immigration itself was driving up home price growth and keeping wages from growing with it.
Well, and imagine what's happened since we've shut the border down.
Yeah, not much.
You've got to assume.
They stopped looking. So this study could have gone right up until the current moment, but there was not really a need to because the immigration, the influx has stopped.
It stopped.
So yeah. Right. They stopped in March of 24.
The problem is you're not going to have really rates decreasing. You know, you might not have them increasing at the same rate, but that's the issue. They've already gone up. The damage was kind of done, so to speak. You're not going to have a bunch of landlords saying, you know what? Let's go ahead and drop our prices.
Well, it's
understandably,
no,
that's not going to happen.
It's flattened out.
Okay, but also the demand. Where is the demand? Because you keep hearing about how the housing... I feel like there's been a shift in the housing market. I think that it's turned to more of a buyer's market than it is a seller's market.
And I think part of that is because of, A, deportations, although they haven't kept up with the pace of demand. I mean,
no.
you need a lot more deportations to really see this show up. But I do think that because of the stoppage of illegal immigration coming in and the deportation simultaneously, you are seeing that in the housing market, that it's flattened. Mm-hmm. It's softer. It is a better buyer's market now than it has been for the last... 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody on the YouTube is asking this morning, why is Ryan not reading this report in the Ryan Shire Wigginsworth voice?
I mean, that's a great question.
Can we hear that voice?
No. No, I wouldn't do that to you guys. That's a comedy bit. And we don't want to do any sort of comedy.
No, comedy.
We wouldn't do comedy in the midst of this. Just voices and nonsense. I mean, we try to drive away from
here's
that.
Another one. Can you, who this is from, too. Can you ask Wiggins about the time he rescued a cat and a small child from different trees before the fire department could even get there? Super Wiggy is the best.
I'll answer that question. Yes, you can ask it. No, I will not answer it.
Where are you even? Oh, okay. I was going to say our text line. I didn't
the
see that
one. The text line.
Yeah,
that came in on the text line.
That's
yes.
Very nice of people to.
Nice balls for you.
You're such a hero, Ryan. I did Ryan's Worth, Wiggins, whatever it's. Ryan Shire, Wiggins
well,
Worth.
I am kind of a big deal when you make up things.
Well, and so
that
am
I've done.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Like I forgot. Yeah, I saved a bunch of cats from trees, children from trees, too. They got caught.
On
yeah.
a serious note, somebody pointed out here that the progressive controlled Biden administration also paid for housing for illegal aliens, which drove the prices up.
Well, that's also true, and that's still happening in blue
sure
states.
Sure it is, yeah.
That's
it,
still
yeah.
happening in Illinois.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's a mess here, and it's being fixed, but my goodness, it takes time.
Wiggins, America.
Set foot in America one fine October day. Sailing into Baltimore, well, everything's okay. New buttons on your jacket, shining like a brand new diamond. Listening in the sunlight, blistering my eyes. When you said that you loved me, I knew it wasn't true. I've 100 unread messages, but not a single note from you.
America.
You zoomed up to Philly, they taught you to make maps. They commerced you with piety and pitied any laps. So you stormed into Pittsburgh, waiting for the water to rise. Set sail down the Ohio with a lost tribe on your mind. When you said that you loved me, I know it wasn't true. 200 unread messages, not a single note from you.
Letting this song play a little bit because I played it for Music for Fireworks last weekend. If you weren't able to tune in to any of the 3-hour commercial-free special as presented by Paramount Men's Medical, that is okay. The only problem is it's not podcastable. So I can't make a podcast out of Music for Fireworks because it's mostly music and speeches and vignettes and stuff that I can't I can't just make that into a podcast because of copyrights. So I'm playing some things here where I can get away with it differently because it's within my show. Yeah, I don't know. The laws are suspect regarding those things, but this is how we're doing it. And I let that song play there a little bit because that was one. So most of what I play is stuff that everybody knows really well. It's very patriotic. Obviously, it's America-centered stuff. And we're still in America 250. We'll be celebrating that all year here on 97.1. But that song in particular is one that I really enjoy because it's way off the grid. If you're a fan of the super furry animals, which nobody listening to this will be except for me, that guy is the lead singer of Super Furry Animals. So this isn't even the barely registered popular stuff. This is the stuff from his solo career that literally nobody has listened to. And that song is fun because I thought for a long time that it was a song about him traveling the country and just seeing what America's like. He's obviously not from this country. He's from Wales. He's Welsh. He speaks Welsh as his first language, not even English. And you can hear that in the accent. And so the weird story is I've been playing that song as part of Music for Fireworks for I think now like 3 years, and because that's when I discovered it. And I've learned more about the song and about that same album throughout the process. And last year, if you listen to the Andy Fry Show and you remember this story, I'd be surprised. But last year, he came to America. He toured by himself. And the closest he came to here was Chicago. So I drove up one Wednesday night to Chicago and could not even find a friend to go with me to see. His name's Griff Reese, and he's the lead singer of Super Furry Animals. He was just there doing that album with that song solo. And I think, honestly, my push of him to do that album was part of the reason he was doing the tour. Because you can imagine, this is a guy with a social media following, certainly, but not a huge one. And so anybody who's interacting with him on there and saying, you should do this, you should do this. Well, I was trying to get him to come to St. Louis on an American tour. He didn't. He came to Chicago. But in that show, he shouted out like, hey, is anybody from St. Louis? And I'm like, yay, me. And there was almost nobody else there that was, because there was only like, you know, 150 people in the whole crowd. And so then he like, oh, okay. And so like, I think that he knew that I was the guy who was pushing for him to do this. Well, then that show was so weird because I found out that that song is actually about a Welsh explorer exploring the United States before it was really a country in the early 1700s. And I learned that in that concert. Well, also in that concert, he had a puppet playing the character of that explorer whose name was John Evans. And I had to come up and reenact an assassination attempt on John Evans, the puppet. So I had to be a Canadian assassin attempting to murder a puppet on stage with Griff Reese. That is how I learned what the song was about, was that happened last year. And so the song and the artist have a special place in my heart because I feel like after that tour, I started pushing like, hey, you need to get back with Super Furry Animals. Your solo, I'm not saying this to him, but I'm saying your solo career hasn't really flourished, man. I like some of the songs, but you need to get back with your dudes. And he hadn't been back with them for 15 years. And then all of a sudden this year, they're touring together again as Super Furry Animals. I feel responsible for that, even if in a very small way, that having the platform of radio and being able to like push one of my favorite artists to get back together with one of my favorite bands happened because of, you know, a little bit of the push. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. But anyway, as part of America 250, I did play that song. And as part of Music for Fireworks, there is one more thing that I want to play here that's just a comedy bit that I played in the very last hour, like the end of Music for Fireworks, when I know that, well, there are probably not a lot of people listening now because we're way past it. So I play some of this weirder stuff. But this is a bit, this is a skit from the Birthday Boys. Bob Odenkirk started this group, or he became their producer for when they did their TV show, which was about a decade ago now. Listen to this sketch and realize that about halfway through, you're going to go, this is not pro-America at all. And then it flips. So give it a chance.
Attention, Mr. President. I have an announcement to make. Get your pen out, because there are a few problems in this country that have come to my attention. Take some notes. Quiz on Friday, sucker.
One, two, three, let me tell you about the problems in America. Here are the problems in America. These are the problems in America. Listen to the problems in America. A teacher ran the unemployment line after the grad school that he's done. He can't get a job because the color of his skin. That's problem number one. Problem two has to do with the oil overseas and the blood we shed to ship it home while we pretend to live free. And guess what, Mr. President? Number three is corporate greed. Come on! One, two, three. There are three problems in America. Three problems in America. Just three problems in America. Only three problems in America. Yo, check it. To all my fans, I recently got back from a world tour where I witnessed the struggle of people from around the globe. Every country had their problems, and it changed my whole perspective. Deal with that. America has 98 problems, Iran has 67 problems, Germany's got 27 problems, Canada's got 8 problems, America's the best, take it from me, we only got 3 problems, I promise we only have 3! Also, I just looked back over my list of problems in America, and problems 2 and 3 fall under the same category of corporate greed. But on the other hand, without corporations, I wouldn't have some of the stuff in America that I really love. So let's combine 2 and 3, and then cross them off the list. That just leaves us with unemployment lines, or any sort of line for that matter. Lines are the main problem in America. There is one problem in America. One problem in America. One problem in America. Lines are the problem in America. Lines are the problem in America. Lines are the problem in America. God bless this country, the beautiful U.S. of A.
All right. Woe unto you if you just tuned in right at the beginning of that and you caught the first half and you went, oh, this isn't pro-America. And then you realized, oh, this is actually very pro-America. It's, I think it's a fake kind of semi-Rage Against the Machine parody song that ends up being, you know, pretty much like, hey, America is like great. You know, it's pretty great. I just think that's a really funny sketch. Anyway, this has been Wiggins America for the week and for the weekend. I am going to take a little break, so I won't be on the Annie Fry show for the early part of this week, and actually neither will Annie. We're both going to be simultaneously on a slight vacation. Hers longer than mine, so I will be back before she gets back on Thursday to host the show. And I think she'll be back either Friday or the following week. I don't know which. I just know that I'm hosting Thursday. So my vacation's short. Her vacation is her big summer vacation, which can't blame her for taking. We're going to take one later in the summer. All right, that's it. I'm going to stop now, and we will see you next week.
He left old Kentucky and sailed to the west. Stopped in Cincinnati, dined with all the best. Reached the Mississippi, took another new entry. Fell into the maiden's arms, blurry on your
Wiggins America.
You said that you loved me, and that it wasn't true.
A 400-word message, and a single note from you. Up to St. Louis, Kaskaskia on the way.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.